Serving on city council is often characterized as a thankless job, but Tim Navarre says the urging of residents is one of the reasons he keeps putting his name on the ballot.
They feel comfortable talking to me about different issues that are happening in the city, and they know I'll talk to them straight and give them the facts and tell them where my position is. And if I haven't made a position, then I discuss it to figure out how I should fall on a different issue or not. So I guess the real reason I do it is it makes a difference in our community, and right now I have the time and the energy to put into it, so I do.
One of the issues he'll be focusing on if he's sent back to the council is bluff erosion. After decades of studies and financial wrangling, that project to shore up the bluff might finally be approved sometime in the next year.
It means protecting Old Town, it means protecting private property, and it means protecting cities' properties, roads, and infrastructure. And at the same time, we're hoping that there'll actually be a walking trail both down to the beach or back up to the bluff. We'll be able to even make it a quality of life enhancement at the same time. So it's multifaceted benefits for everybody, and it will be exciting.
Beyond the bluff, Navarre says he would also like to focus on continuing development of airport lands that make up much of the city's footprint.
I'm looking forward to finding a real solution for our communities so our neighborhoods are protected, so that if there are some of those properties that the airport wants to develop, they'd be limited maybe in the extent of development. In other words, maybe multi-use instead of commercial use, maybe different scenarios like that. The strength of that airport is important to the city of Kenai.
In addition to his time on the council, Navarre also served on the borough assembly for nearly a decade. He says he's happy to take calls from residents anytime about any issue at 394-2303. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.